Recording 135, page 182. Exercise 7. Imaginary and real forms of transport. How do these people get to different places? Listen and read. Match the pictures with the texts.
The Pony Express delivered mail by horseback, by horse. There were 190 stations along the 3,200-kilometre route, 400 horses and 80 riders, including Buffalo Bill.
Icarus and his father, Daedalus, wanted to escape from the island of Crete by flying. Daedalus collected feathers and made wings for himself and Icarus. He fastened the wings together with wax. But Icarus flew too close to the sun, so the wax melted, and he fell and died.
At Hogwarts, a prestigious school of witchcraft, Harry Potter learned how to fly a broom. By the end of the first school year, all students could ride on broomsticks.
In 1908, Robert Peary led an expedition to the North Pole. The men travelled on foot, on skis, and by dog sledges, each pulled by 10 dogs. On April 6, 1909, they reached the top of the world.
The magic carpet flies Aladdin up to Yasmin's balcony to talk to her. He takes her on a flying carpet ride. They soon fall in love. Would you like to travel from place to place on a magic carpet?
The largest animal of the desert is the camel. It is called the ship of the desert. For centuries, traders used camels to carry goods across deserts. They can travel 150 kilometers per day. Would you like to travel by camel? When you visit a desert country, for example Tunisia, you must travel through the desert with a real camel caravan.
Martin Krpan is a Slovenian folk hero who was a smuggler and tax evader. According to Levstik's story, Martin Krpan was a brave, strong man who lived in a remote village and made his living by smuggling salt from the big ports of the Adriatic to various places in the Habsburg Empire. He made his journeys on the back of a small and worn-out but trusty mare. One day on the road, he encountered the Emperor's carriage. Even though he did not recognise the Emperor, Krpan single-handedly picked up his mare, carrying a full load of salt, to make way for the oncoming carriage. The Emperor was so impressed by Krpan's strength that he called him to Vienna, the imperial capital. He later killed the incredible Hulk, Berdoush, and thus saved the empire.
In the past, messengers delivered messages. They travelled on foot or on horseback. The most famous messenger is probably Philippides. In the Persian-Greek War, he ran from Marathon to Athens, about 42 kilometres away, to carry the news of the Greek victory. Centuries later, the modern Olympic Games introduced a marathon race.